fires that you can't ever put out.
All right, another Gene. All right, what other light notes we got?
I'm done.
All right, well, I have this one that I just had to, like, man, I feel so bad for the girl in St. Petersburg. She's had the hiccups for more than 3 weeks now.
That's right. Tried everything.
And, drugs, yeah, I mean, literally.
Pills,
and there was a little Simpsons on that one, too, where the guy goes, and the man who's had hiccups for 20 years, just kill me. Just kill me.
Which I Eric, you've got something that'll cure hiccups? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, the interesting thing was
she needs to go to that 12-acre field.
Yeah. There was 25 pages of people that actually like sent into the Tampa Tribune. You know, hiccup
different
home remedies.
Right. I mean a million different kinds. I've never even heard of. But I did have to do a tiny...
All the usuals, what, hot tea, you know, hot
popping
water.
The balloon behind everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sugar, honey.
Mouthful of semen, all that stuff. Right?
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, Jack. Holy McCrappin, Batman.
Holy McCrappin.
Where's her picture? Let's find out if that was...
Well, she's a little chunky. That's her picture right there.
Well, don't have to look.
I mean, I'll put it up on the web. I mean, all you listeners, you look really close in your microphone or speakers, you probably see it.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. But I did have to do a little tiny bit of a Hanger Dog's little R research here. I decided that I wanted to find out who the world record holder was for having hiccups.
It's years.
No, I have it right now, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's a guy named Charles Osborne. No relation. I don't believe to Ozzy Osborne, but he was born in 1893.
That's one of the cures: is bite the head off a bat.
That's good, man. That wasn't actually in the thing. He hiccuped continuously for 68 years, 1922 to 1990.
So, God, what stopped him? His death, right?
Actually, it was a mysterious stoppage, his death. It stopped 1 year before he died.
Really?
But, yeah, it started in 1922 at the rate of 40 times per minute.
Jesus!
Could you imagine? And slowing to 20 and eventually stopping on June 5th, 1990, after his daughter Melissa prayed for him, for which she earned a $10,000 reward.
Oh, well, that's it. Well,
that was pretty
exactly
good.
It.
Yeah, he had to get $10,000. That'd make you stop. Total 68, but you got to think about it. It's like he first appeared as a guest on Ripley's Believe It or Not in 1936. Then he appeared on ABC's That's Incredible in 1980.
Right, I saw that one.
And
did you?
And,
yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, and that's why I knew it had been like, I thought it was something like, I knew it was decades.
Right. But this is like, could you imagine like Fran Tarkenton or whatever is like going, so you've been on TV before hiccuping, right? What was that last broadcast?
1936.
1936. That's right. And then he goes on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in 83, 3 years later. So you still hiccuping? Yep. I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
You know, I'll do almost anything to get on the Johnny Carson show, but that ain't one of them.
Man. No,
60
man.
Years hiccup,
I mean,
man.
I would be visiting, like, all the Halloween horror nights, and...
That's what the girl said. She goes, people are running up to her in a Walmart trying to scare her.
Yeah.
Can't even go out.
That's when you break out the taser gun. Yeah, very funny.
It might work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he and you have a board game, Trivial Pursuit. But anyway, he started hiccuping in 1922. So you think about it. He hiccuped through the Depression.
World War II.
World War II.
The A-bomb.
A-bomb.
H-bomb.
H-bomb.
Cold War.
Cold War.
Vietnam.
Korea. Vietnam. Gulf War. Desert Storm.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, you know, whatever.
Monica Lewinsky.
You know, I mean, my God.
And Hulkamania.
I had to
look. You know, you don't get to go to movies. You know,
no,
you think
no.
That's what I was just thinking.
You know, you're sitting in the movie and my people are just trying to kill you.
Oh, man.
You can't go to a restaurant. I mean, you can't put a dent in your life.
All right, we got anything else?